I suppose that it made sense that the end of the pre-caucus debate season for the GOP was a two-ring circus, 2 miles apart in Des Moines, Iowa. Donald Trump had his own event with veterans because of his anger at Fox News over, by the end of the evening, a number of things, he said. The rest of the candidates squared off by themselves at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. What have we learned, though, as we head into the actual delegate counting? Not from this debate, but from the entire period here. These candidates that are unfamiliar, now very, very familiar. We turn to Henry Barber in Mississippi, a Republican strategist and national committeeman for the Republican National Committee. The name Barber is a GOP establishment name. His uncle, Haley Barber, was once Mississippi governor and chairman of the RNC. And like the GOP old guard, Henry is feeling the heat in 2016.
Well, there's not any doubt that most voters in America on both sides of the aisle are sick of D.C. They're sick of the Democrats. They're sick of the Republicans. You know, I think there's a pretty good argument. There's some success in government at state level, at governors and legislatures. But in the federal government, you know, whether it's the EPA or whether it's Congress or whether it's the White House, pretty much sucks. And so people want change, and they're, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make a living. We're trying to figure out how to keep our country safe. And it just seems like sometimes it's clown time all the time. And then, you know.
But Henry, why have the governors done so badly if your thesis is that there's been success at the local level and the state level?
Well, that's a good question. And I have to tell you, I don't know that anybody has a good answer for that. But I don't think there's any question that governors have been successful at the state level. And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. But there's not any doubt, you know, that Trump particularly and Cruz to a lesser degree have tapped into the people who are concerned about the country's going the wrong direction, and folks are upset and angry and understandably so with D.C. But I do think as we're getting now down to where people are actually going to vote on Monday in the Iowa caucus, that it looks like we're going to have Trump, Cruz, and somebody. And I think we're about to try, you know, figure out here pretty soon between Iowa, New Hampshire, and probably South Carolina, who the somebody is. And it's really important, I think, that we get it down to three if Republicans are going to win the White House. And for me, that's why I got into politics. You know, you want to affect public policy. And if you can't win the general election, it doesn't matter. And my concern, John, is that Trump and Cruz would lose the general election for the Republicans. In many ways, I feel like they're running a campaign based on like 1972 demographics. It's not enough to just let's turn out all the white folks in the country. It's not going to win a national election today. It's certainly not the way for the party in the future. And that's why I hope that voters will look for a consensus candidate, whoever that might be, who is going to finish strong here in Iowa and New Hampshire, and I hope folks will rally around them so Republicans will keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House.
As I passed through Logan Airport in Boston traveling over the weekend, I noticed for sale were Dump Trump in 2016 sweatshirts. Are you one of those dudes?
I'm one of these dudes who wants to Republicans to win the White House. We cannot afford a third term of Barack Obama. The foreign policy failures, the weak economic recovery, it's not working. And so that's why, you know, whether it be Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or Mike Huckabee or Chris Christie or whoever, we got to have somebody who could win a general election. And I don't believe that's Ted Cruz or Donald Trump.
All right. But is part of the problem that, you know, this it's not working rhetoric is just not flying? I don't care if you're talking about Democrats or just Americans don't see a disaster here. They would love to have some new ideas. Okay, I'll go with you there. Something as an alternative to Barack Obama. But they're not buying this. We're on a precipice. We've lost the country. Our military is going, you know, south, and, you know, some Iranian with a cell phone is going to take over America. I just don't think that rhetoric works.
At the end of the day, I think people want folks who can get things done in Washington. And I don't think Barack Obama's been much of a president. I think he's a pretty weak president. And he's done a pitiful job of certainly working with Congress and working with others in the sandbox. I think that's something folks are looking for. I think on the Republican side, you know, we're particularly looking for somebody that's strong. Even though I would argue on the Democrat side, you know, I think that's part of the appeal of Bernie Sanders. I mean, I think he and Trump's to some degree sort of tap into this populism, that the desire for, you know, somebody to connect with the voters kind of on the left edge and the right edge to get
let's just stop right there. So yes, Sanders and Trump are the nominees. Would you advise Michael Bloomberg to get into the race and totally twirl the roulette wheel?
If he gets in the race and it's Sanders and Trump, it's like, roulette wheel. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen there.
Let's talk about just forget Trump for a minute. And I have a lot of fatigue for some of the things that you're describing as well here. But it does seem that the lesson of this whole period is that for all the talk about we need consensus, we need consensus, we need consensus, it seems like anger beats consensus.
You're right. I mean, anger is selling. And we shall see, you know, what that means come Monday, both on the Democrat side and the Republican side. If some of these people who are particularly angry, but who haven't normally participated in the caucus, are they going to show up? And I tend to think a lot of them are. I tend to think that Sanders is probably going to beat Hillary just because I think he's got the energy on his side, which is part of it to do with the anger. And I think Trump's going to win on the Republican side. And Monday in Iowa, it's going to be exciting, but it's just the start of a long process.
So your theory is, Henry Barber, that the race begins on Tuesday.
There are going to be some people who drop out, I would think, after Monday. I mean, if they don't perform well, and you got a bunch of campaigns who are very low on cash, and you know they're barely able to make payroll, so there's a lot of pressure on them. So the race certainly will change on Tuesday because we'll figure out who's getting out, who's got momentum. And then we're headed to New Hampshire the following Tuesday, February 9th. And then South Carolina, my opinion is after South Carolina, it needs to be down to three if Republicans are going to nominate someone who actually can beat Hillary Clinton. And for me, that means somebody other than Trump and Cruz.
Henry Barber, Republican strategist and Republican National Committee member from Mississippi. Thanks so much, Henry.
Thanks, John. Take care.